请坐。
Please be seated.
很感谢主的恩典，带领我跟伊丽莎白的弟兄姐妹一同在这里团契。
Thanks to the grace of God, He led myself as well as the brothers and sisters of Elizabeth to be here and gathered together.
也感谢主的安排，让在纽约还有在伊丽莎白教会，有两天的这个灵修会。
Thanks to God's preparation, we have 2 days of spiritual convocation both in Elizabeth and in Queen's Church.
让我们从再一次的力上加力，恩上加恩。
So that we can have strength upon strength and power.
那我们现在一同来祷告，我们来去求神来带领我们今天早上的聚会。
That we will pray together and ask God to guide our services today.
求神打开我们的心房，让我们可以了解今天的信息，也求主带领这个讲道人员还有翻译人员可以讲出神的话语。
May God open our hearts so we can hear His words, and may God also guide the mouths of the speaker as well as the interpreter.
好，我们一同跪下祷告。
Let us all pray together.
情况。
When they come to church, it is out of formality.
没办法去享受他们所拥有的信仰。
They cannot enjoy the faith that they have.
信主很久还是老样子。
They have believed in the Lord for a long time, but they have their same old characters.
对很多圣工呢是不冷不热。
They are lukewarm toward holy work.
多一事不如少一事的态度。
And they have an attitude of not caring.
那做事情呢，都是做这个最基本的、最少的。
When they do,
不会多做。
When they do things, they do the most basic, whatever is necessary. They won't do more.
没办法感恩，而且对很多事情呢，觉得很苦，有很苦很多苦毒在里面。
They are unable to be thankful, and actually, they're very bitter towards many things.
那为什么会这样子呢？
Why would we see this happen?
这是信仰上一个基本的问题。
This is the main problem in the faith.
这是一种基本态度的问题。
And it is a main problem in the attitude.
那实际跟我们基本信仰有直接关系。
And this also has to do with our actual faith.
我们知道实际，如果人有不同的标准、不同的实际的话，那么很自然的，这个生命呢，看事情呢有不同的方法，那结果生命的结果也不太一样。
We know if people have different values or different commandments that they obey, then the viewpoint they have out in life and also the result and outcome of their life will be different.
那圣经上告诉我们，我们不是在守字句，我们是守那个经义。我们来看一下哥林多前书第三章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章的第五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5.
哥林多前书第三章，不对，哥林多后书，后书第三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章第五节。
Verse 5.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。第六节。
Verse 6.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经义，因为那字句是叫人死，经义是叫人活。在这里保罗提到说，他成为新约的执事，就是仆人。
And here Paul tells us that he has become the servant of the new covenant.
那么是凭的，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经义。
It is not of the letter, but of the spirit.
所以我们在读圣经的时候很重要，我们要抓到经义，而不是只看字句。
Many times when we study the words, we need to grab hold of the spirit, not only to grab hold of the letter.
通常我们常常会无形中会问我说，哎，我是好，是不是好基督徒？
Many times we may ask ourselves, am I a good Christian?
那我们常常会用这个十诫来衡量自己。
Many times we will use the Ten Commandments to judge ourselves.
哎，我有没有杀人？
I do not murder.
我有没有犯奸淫？
And have I committed adultery?
我有没有偷东西？
Have I stolen?
我有没有守安息日？
Have I kept the Sabbath?
我都有守到了。
Oh, I've kept all of these commandments.
那很自然我们就会觉得说，我们是好基督徒。
Very naturally, we'll say, I think I'm a good Christian.
这是按着字句在解释。
But this is according to the letter.
有时候不做什么东西，不等于是一个好工人，也不是一个好仆人。
Many times, the fact of not doing something doesn't mean that we are a good worker or a good servant.
我们有时候在公司里面会碰到有一些人。
Sometimes in our work, we will encounter some people.
还是在教会里面也会碰到。
Or within the church, we will encounter these people.
有些人不做什么事，不 不做什么事情。
There's some people who do not like to do anything.
所以他犯错的机会也少了。
So the fact that they may commit a wrong will be lessened.
所以有句话说啊，多做多错。
So there's a saying that says, the more you do, the more opportunity you have of doing wrong. But the less you do, the less opportunity you have of doing something wrong. So if you don't do anything, you're not in the wrong.
那这种态度是有点错误的。
But this attitude is wrong.
所以有些人就是不怎么做事情，因为他们不要犯罪嘛。
Some people won't do anything because they don't want to do
it wrongly. 所以有人解释实践呢，说我没有做这坏事，可是无形中欺骗自己，我很好。
Some people will say, I have not committed anything against the Ten Commandments, so they will cheat themselves and think they are good.
有一个笑话这样说。
There's a joke that goes.
有一个人呢，有个信徒啊，认识一个朋友。
There's a believer that has a friend.
那认识几个月后，这个朋友跟他讲说，跟我们这个信徒说。
After a few months, this friend told our believer.
你是我在生命中最干净的一个人。
You're the cleanest person that I have met in this world.
我们信徒就说啊，你过奖了。
And the believer said, "Oh, you're over complimenting me."
请问一下，我在哪里很干净？
Can you tell me in which area you think I'm very pure?
这个朋友跟他讲说啊，你在我生命当中啊，你是最会啊，把事情推得一干二净。
And the friend said, "You're the person that will be clear of all matters that you need to do."
碰到很多事情呢，都推别人，这是别人的错，这是别人的事情，都不关他的事。
Every time you encounter a difficulty, you'll say, "This is someone else's problem. This is their fault."
那这个是个笑话，也是一种就说告诉我们说，如果我们这个时间都守了，可是好事都不做的话，那么其实我们不是好基督徒。
This is a joke, but it is telling us that even though we do not commit anything against the Ten Commandments, if we don't do any good deeds, then we are not a good Christian.
我们要了解这个十诫呢，是神在当这希伯来人出埃及的时候，当时候他们不太认识神，神就给他们十诫，让他们知道神所基本的要求是什么。
We have to understand that God gave the Israelites the Ten Commandments at a time when they had just left Egypt and they were not very familiar with who God was.
那在这个旧约里面呢，这个十诫都是说不能做这个，不能做那个。
In the Old Testament, the commandments will forbid them to do certain things. Don't do this, don't do that.
那有时候我们就按着字句去解释了解，哦，就不要做这个，不要做那个就够了。
Many times you will think, okay, if I don't do this and I don't do that by the letter of the law.
可是在新约的时候就不是这样子了。
But in the New Testament, this is no longer correct.
我们来看一下马太福音二十二章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章。
Matthew 22。
马太福音二十二章。
Matthew 22。
三十五节。
Verse 35。
马太福音二十二章三十五节。
Matthew 22:35。
内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说：“三十六节。
36。
夫子。”律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？三十七节。
37。
耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。”三十八节。
38。
这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。三十九节。
39。
其次也相似，就是要爱人如己。三四十节。
40。
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。在这里。主耶稣把全部的道理，包括十诫、全部的诫命、律法，还有这个十诫呢，都划分在这两个原则上。
Here Jesus summarized all of the commandments and the law into these two phrases.
关于神的是要尽心、尽性、尽意，在其他境界是要尽力爱主我们的神。
Everything relating to God, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind.
关于人的话，就是爱人如己。
Everything pertaining to people, you must love others as yourself.
这是主耶稣给我们的这个精神，要守这些诫命的精神。
This is the spirit that Jesus wants us to have when we observe his
commandments. 我们知道主耶稣来到世界上，他在讲道理的时候跟法利赛人不太一样。
We know when Jesus came to earth, when he preached, he was different from the Pharisees.
因为法利赛人就是按字句在解释。
Because the Pharisees would teach the law according to the letter.
可是主耶稣在讲解的时候呢，他是按着经义。
But when Jesus taught the law, he would teach it according to the Spirit.
所以当人们听了以后，觉得说这个神的话很活。
When others heard him, they would feel that the word was live.
有时候按着字句解释呢， 有时候这些法利赛人还误导人。
Many times when they explain something according to the letter of the law, it would cause others to fall.
我有时候觉得说这个法律哦不是很合理。
You would think that the law was not very reasonable.
可是当这些百姓听主耶稣讲道的时候，感觉到有权柄。
When the multitude heard Jesus preach, they thought he had power.
主耶稣把这里面的这个含义呢，这个亮光呢带出来。
Jesus was able to take out the meaning and the light of the law.
啊，有更高的标准，有更实际上生活的使用。
He had a higher standard, but something that was more applicable to their lives.
所以我们读圣经的时候要抓到经义，而不是只是看那个字句啊。
When we read the Bible, we must grab hold of the spirit of the law and not just the letter.
那我们就现在用这个刚才主耶稣所讲的这个两个原则来读十诫。
Let us use the two principles Jesus has given us to read the Ten Commandments.
我们来看这个出埃及记
20章。Let us turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章。
Exodus 20.
第三节。
Verse 3.
出埃及记二十章第三节。
Exodus 20, verse 3.
出埃及二十章第三节。
Exodus 23.
二十章第三节。
Chapter 20, verse 3.
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
啊，我们常常读这个经节，就审查自己，我没有别的神。
When we read this, we should examine ourselves. Do we have other gods?
啊，通常我们说没有啊，我没有拜偶像。
Many times we'll say, of course not, I don't worship idols.
所以我守了第一戒。
So I have kept the first commandment.
我们误解这句话了。
But we have misread this line.
就刚刚所说的，这是最基本的。
As we have explained before, this is the most basic.
当他以色列出埃及的时候，他们有拜偶像，很多事情不了解，所以神给他们一个最基本的，如果你有偶像的话，那你就是犯了第一条诫命了。
When the Israelites left Egypt, they worshipped many idols. They didn't understand God, so God gave them the most basic commandment: "You shall have no other gods before me."
可是这不等于说生命就是很活泼了，他们正在拜真神。
But this does not mean that their life is living; that they are actually worshiping the true God.
现在我们问题是说，在我们现在很多信徒的问题啊，就是的确我不拜偶像，可是神也不是我的神，在我心中掌权。
Many believers will have this problem. They say, I don't worship idols, but God is not the first, the true God in my heart.
那刚才主耶稣有讲过，我们要尽心、尽意、尽性、尽力爱主我们的神。
And before, Jesus said that we must love the God with all of our soul, heart, and mind.
当我们在初信的时候，的确我们要把偶像丢掉。
When we first believe in the Lord, it is true we need to throw away our idols.
可是过了十年后，我们不能还在拘留那个老地方说我早就把我偶像丢掉了，我已经守了。
But after 10 years, we can't say I have already thrown away my idols. I have kept this commandment.
如果我们这样说的话，其实我们没有在尽心、尽意、尽力、尽性爱着我们的神。
Because if we say this, we are not loving God with all of our mind, soul, and heart.
那怎么去尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱着我们的神呢
？But how to love the God with all of our might, heart, and strength？
啊，就是要让神完完全全的在我们心中掌权。
We need God to take over our entire heart.
那让我们心中更能感觉到神真的是太美好了，他真的是我的主，我的王，我的神。
In this way, our heart will feel that God is so great. He truly is my Lord and my King.
如果我们这样做的话
，If we do so,
其实我们面临很大的危机呀。
Then we will encounter great danger.
什么样危机呢？我们来看路加福音，我们放个书签在这里。
What kind of danger will we see? Let us put a bookmark in Exodus and turn to Luke.
我们看路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
路加福音十一章二十六节。
Luke chapter 11, verse 26.
好，我们从二十三节念起。
Let us read from verse 23.
路加福音十一章二十三节。
Luke chapter 11, verse 23.
不与我相合的，就是敌我的；不同我收据的，就是分散的。二十四节。
Verse
24. 污鬼离了人身，就在无水之地过来过去，寻求安歇之处，既寻不着，便说我要回到我所出的屋里去。25节，25到了 就看见里面打扫干净修饰好了。26节
26.
便去另带了七个比自己更恶的鬼来，都进去住在那里。那人末后的情况比先前更不好了。在这里主耶稣宣布说，人如果不跟他相合的话，其实跟他相敌啊。
Here Jesus proclaims, if a man is not with me, he is against me.
那不只是指外邦人不信主的，也可以指主内的。
This was not only for those who do not believe in the Lord, but also for those within the Lord.
就是说信主以后，这个人很多的思想还是跟主耶稣的这个原则思想唱反调。
Even after we believe in the Lord, there are many thoughts in our hearts that are against the principles of the Lord.
那主耶稣就用一个比喻，从24节到26节来形容。
Jesus used a parable to describe this from verse 24 to verse 26.
那这24节和26节其实在形容说，当一个人就说信了主，还是读过圣经。
Verse 24 and 26 talks about a person who believes in the Lord or they have read the Bible.
就像这些犹太人也读过圣经，也读过了十诫。Just
like the Jews, they have read the Bible, they have read the Ten Commandments.
真的就是清扫了，把心中一些东西清扫掉了。
It's as if they have cleansed a few things out of their heart.
可是呢，他们没有邀请这个神来住在他们当中，只是表面上这个一些清扫而已。
But they have not asked God to be the king in their hearts. They only have cleaned in the on the surface.
到最后呢，这乌鬼出去以后，再找七个比他更坏的鬼呢，进来住在他的心中。
But the unclean spirit goes out and asks more unclean spirits to come and dwell in his heart.
那这个是这个。 预言呢？这个教导、这个教训呢，也其实发生在这个犹太人主耶稣那时代的犹太人身上。And
this teaching actually occurred on the Jews in the time of Jesus.
特别是这些法利赛人。Especially
the Pharisees.
这些人都听过主耶稣道，也读过圣经，他们的心里也借着神的话语得到洁净。
The Pharisees have read the Bible. They also have heard the preaching of Jesus.
可是他们不愿意让主耶稣让神啊。 掌控、统治在他们心中，他们自主权不愿意交给神。
So their hearts was cleansed by the word, but they were not willing to have Jesus become take.
所以主耶稣行很多神迹奇事，他看了也不感觉怎么样，也不需要悔改。
So even though they saw Jesus perform many miracles, they did not have any feeling. They did not think they needed to repent.
主耶稣的恩典，可是不愿意屈服在主耶稣的权柄下。
They accept the grace of God, but they did not want to be submissive to God.
那法利赛人呢更糟，他明明听到这个罗马兵丁告诉他们说，主耶稣复活了，主耶稣身体不在坟墓里面了。The
Jews were even worse. They heard the Roman soldiers tell them that Jesus had resurrected; his body was no longer in the tomb.
那这些人呢，摸着良心，闭着眼睛说瞎话，说这个是这个门徒晚上去偷身体的，偷主耶稣身体的。
But the Jews, they covered up their conscience, closed their eyes, and said, oh, this must be because the disciples stole the body.
想想看，这些都是神的选民呢。
But if you think of it, these are the chosen people of God.
竟然会做假见证。
But they would make false testimonies.
把这个真理给掩盖起来。
To cover up the truth.
伤害、毁谤这些门徒。
They tried to hurt and persecute the disciples.
那真的，这些人比之前还要更加坏。
So these people became worse than they were before.
同样的，如果我们没有真的正在敬拜神，让主耶稣进到我们心中来掌权了，我们到最后也小心了。这个魔鬼哦，是就是有洞就会钻进去。
Along the same lines, if we do not ask God to take authority over our souls, then if opportunity comes, Satan may come and take opportunity.
那我们现在要问说，我们如何让主耶稣住完完全全的住在我们心中呢？
But how do we allow Jesus Christ to dwell wholly within us?
第一个有一个大原则方向。
There's one large principle.
我们要体验到主耶稣的爱。
We need to experience the love of God.
如果人没有体验到主耶稣的爱，他没办法去爱神、爱人，真的爱神、爱人。
A person who does not experience the love of Christ will not be able to truly love God and love man.
为什么保罗会这么卖命的为主耶稣、为神牺牲呢？
Why was Paul able to give up his whole life for God, for Christ?
在哥林多后书第五章，保罗体验到主耶稣为他死。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul experienced that Jesus Christ died for him.
所以人们不该为自己而活，而要为那为他们死的主而活。
So man should not live for himself, but for the Lord that died for them.
在约翰一书提到说，我们爱神是因为神先爱我们。
And 1 John it tells us we love God because he first loved us.
所以神是后面的主动力。
So God's love is the motivator.
那其实神已经早就爱我们了。But
God loves us already.
可是为什么没有看见呢?
But why do we not see it?
第一，跟大家讲三个方法，如何爱，让神掌控在我们心中。
I'll tell you three methods in order to let God take control of our hearts.
怎么去体验到神的爱。
And how to experience the love of God.
第一，我们要感恩。One,
we must give thanks.
神 早就在很多事情上显出他的慈爱，爱着我们，照顾我们。
God has already shown His love to us in many ways.
就像父母亲爱儿女，给儿女很多东西。
As a mother loves her child and gives her child many good things.
可是有时候儿女会觉得这是理所当然的。
But many times the child will feel, of course, the mother should do this.
有什么好感谢的呢？
Why do I need to thank my mother?
觉得就自然而然就觉得这是没什么好感谢的，没有觉得没得到什么恩典。
They don't feel that they're receiving any grace from the mother. They feel that it's just something they should have already.
把我们自己谦卑下来，我们真的不配。我们父母亲凭什么要照顾我们，给我们东西呢？
But if we humble ourselves, we would say we are really not worthy to receive all the good things from our parents.
我们是罪人，神凭什么要给我们这些东西呢？对待我们呢？这么恩待我们呢？
We are a sinner. How are we worthy to receive all the blessings from God?
那所以我们用罪人的角度去来看神给我们的恩典。
If we take stance as a sinner to look at the grace that God has given to us,
那我们就看得到，那在我们感恩的时候，我们感觉到说，我们跟神的距离啊，更加的亲近。Then
when we have a heart of thanksgiving, we will feel that our distance from God is lessened.
你会很自然感觉，哎，我好像更认识我的神了，神是爱。You
will say, hey, I think I understand my God a little bit more. God is love.
神做这件事对待我。
God did this and that in order to help me.
所以我们要感恩。So
we need to give thanks.
这是第一个。This
is the first method.
那第二呢，我们要思想神的作为，还有神的爱。Secondly,
we must reflect upon God's works and God's love.
感恩只是让我们了解神一些的爱，可是要更加深入的话，我们需要去思考，而不是就是接受了，感恩就结束了。
Thanksgiving allows us to understand the love of God, but we need to take a step further and reflect upon it.
好，就用一个例子来讲好了。Let
me give you an example.
我们有一个姐妹。There's
a sister in church.
她好久没有来聚会。She
did not come to church for a long time.
她是个老姐妹了。She
is an older member.
有一次，我去拜访她。And
one day I went to visit her.
那她就跟我讲说，她为什么没有来聚会的原因。
She told me the reason why she no longer attended church services.
来聚会的时候，有些姐妹们呢，就说一些闲话。It
is because when she comes to church, there are some sisters that will gossip about her and criticize her.
那是特意的，所以过了一段时间，她觉得她不想来教会。And
after a period of time, she felt she didn't want to come to church.
她也没有圣灵。She
did not have the Holy Spirit.
她已经得癌症，在做化疗。She
already has cancer and was undergoing chemotherapy.
那就跟她一起祷告。I
prayed with her.
有一次在祷告当中呢，她得到圣灵。Once
during our prayer, she received the Holy Spirit.
我很惊讶。I
was very surprised.
我惊讶不是说，神要，就像很多人想说，这个神给她恩典。
My surprise was not what people think, oh, God has given her blessing. Or that she could see God in peace.
在思考的时候，神给她圣灵，我想说，这个主真的是很有慈爱，很有爱。When I reflect
about God giving the Holy Spirit, I thought God truly is a God of compassion and love.
这个信徒已经好久没有来教会了。The
believer did not come to church for such a long time.
那在她最孤单、最痛苦的时候
When she was the loneliest, when she was in the most pain
当她最恐惧的时候
When she was in the most fear
因为她要面临死亡
Because she was facing death
她要受很多的这化疗的苦
She has to endure the pain of many treatments
神竟然给她圣灵 这圣灵不只是让她进天国的凭据 而是要陪伴她 走过他人生最痛苦、最悲惨、最孤单的路程。
But God gave her the Holy Spirit not only as a guarantee to enter the kingdom of heaven, but also to walk with her through her, the time of her, worst tragic moments.
以前她所做的错事，离开神，神都不介意了，神都赦免了。
All the things she had done against God, leaving God and deserting God, God had forgiven her.
那我看到这个以后，我就很感动。的确，神是丰有慈爱的神。
When I saw this, I was very moved. Indeed, God is a God of great compassion.
我相信神也在我们生活上做了很多事情。
I think God has also done many good things in our lives.
可是可能我们就是缺少去好好去思考，所以没办法去体验到我们所拜的神是丰满有爱的神，样样都有的神。
But many times we have not reflected upon the things that God has done. That is why we cannot experience how God is a God full of love.
第三。
And the third method,
如何让神在我们心中作王，就是我们要警醒。
How to let God be the king in our heart is we need to be watchful.
这不去年年底我去了多明加教会。
Last year end, I went to the Dominican Church.
我去那边已经四年半了。
I've been going there for about 4 years.
从去到现在一直在教他们如何讲道。
From the 4 years, I've been trying to teach them how to preach.
那之前有传道也教他们如何讲道。
And there's some pastors who also told them how to give sermons.
那多明加的当地人就是整个环境很多人都很会说话。
The local people there, it is very common for them to say lies.
很会说话，就是。
They were very, the local people, are very eloquent.
真的就是好像。在美国有时候碰到，有时候会碰到一些生意人，很会说话，说得很甜美，很好，包里没有事，可是到最后样样事情都出来。
Sometimes in the States, you'll also meet people who are so eloquent, they may make you think that there is nothing wrong.
那么，我发觉到说，有在最后一次，我已经跟他讲了，就是如何讲到，后来甚至把资料什么还叫他写下来，什么都做了。
And I already taught them how to give sermons. I even gave them some materials and asked them to take notes.
做了很多事情，后来他只要做什么，只要按着笔记讲一篇道理就够了。
And I said all you needed to do is follow the notes step by step and give a sermon.
在最后一天是一个考试，就说教他这样做。
And on the last day was an exam, just asking them to give a practice sermon.
他就看了一下，就开始所谓的东讲西讲了。
And the student looked at the notes, but then started to speak on his own.
我一直在教导他，你要看圣经讲解，讲应用，不要看那个爱，就是什么爱，就开始讲东讲西了。
And I said you must look at the Bible, refer to the Bible before you speak. You can't say.
当然，他在讲的时候，我没有打岔进去。
You can't just say love and then say whatever comes to your mind. Of course, when he was speaking, I did not interrupt him.
我只是听了，那时候听了，奇怪，我教了那么多次，怎么老是用老方法，他在做事情。
When I was listening to him, I said, how come he's still using his old method to do things even though I've taught him many times?
我教了四年半，其他传道之前也教了不知道几年了。
I taught him for 4.5 years and other pastors and ministers have taught him before that.
那时候在很难过的时候，忽然我想到说，我们都一样啊。
At that time, when I was feeling bad, I thought, oh, we are all the same.
我有很多事情也是学了不止四年半，还在学还没有做到。
In many things, I'm still learning more than 4 years, and I'm still practicing.
比如说
For example,
在讲道上面，我们常常听到说，神爱我们，神是全能的神。
In sermons, we'll hear God is a God of love. God is a God of almighty power.
有时候我们听完以后，对了，可是生活上还是有忧虑，生活上还是有怀疑，是不是这样子？
Many times we'll hear it, we'll say yes, but in our hearts we still despair. In our hearts we still have doubts and worries.
我们不知道听过多少次这个要爱仇敌。还是恨仇敌，毁谤仇敌，给的脸色看，攻击仇敌。
Many times we'll hear we must love our enemies, but many times we can't forgive our enemies. We want to fight against our enemy.
圣经上不是告诉我们说要好怜悯？有时候讲到怜悯要想要牺牲，算了。
And the Bible tells us we must forgive, but many times when we think about forgiveness, we said it's too hard. Forget about it.
那信主 信主很久了，可是当女儿还是儿子要娶人还嫁人的时候，有时候我听到的条件是要有钱的。
We've believed in the Lord for so long, but when our children are getting married, many times I hear that one of the criteria is that the other family must have money.
要有地位的。
And they must have status in the world.
奇怪，我们信主这么久了，那个二十年的道理好像是白听的一样。
And I thought, we've all believed in the Lord for so long. Did you listen to the sermons for the past 20 years in vain?
不听道理，外邦人也是这样做啊。那听完道理还是这样子，跟外邦人有什么不一样？
You've heard the word, but then you're acting as all the non-believers in the world.
那为什么会这样子？
Why will this happen?
没有警醒。
It is because we are not awake.
道理都知道，可是没有警醒的去应用。
We know the word, but we do not practice it in our life.
人都是有时候就按着本性啊的旧我啊在做事情。
Many times we do things out of our old character, our old self.
还是习惯做事情。
Or out of our old habits.
啊，就讲个见证。
I will give you a testimony.
在不久以前，不是，从我来美国来到纽约以后，我开车到伯克伦去聚会。
When I came to New York, I drove my car to Brooklyn for service.
差不多开了差不多三四年了，都是从伯克伦开回家的路程都是走某一条路回去。
And for the past 3 to 4 years, I would always take a certain route back home from Brooklyn.
那这一年以内呢？有个弟兄坐我的车子，他是住在纽约的，住在布克伦的人。
Within 1 year, there was a brother that had been sitting in my car.
那他教导我说啊，走一条新路比较短，也省油、省时间、省力气。
And he taught me how to take a shortcut. He said, "It's much shorter. You'll save gas. You'll save your strength."
那我觉得对开玩笑的确是比较快。
And after I took his route, I said, "Oh, it is indeed faster."
那就是开这条路。
So I took the new route.
那有一次呢，就最近我在开车的时候，我在想一些事情。
One time I was driving and I was thinking about certain things.
那在开发觉到说，哎，奇怪，我怎么在开我以前的旧路呢
？Then I discovered how come I'm taking my old route.
又花时间，或又花汽油，又花钱。
I'll waste time. I'll waste gas. I'll also waste my strength.
我就思考为什么会这样子做。
Then I thought, why did I do this?
哦，原来这样子的，我在开车的时候不专心呢。
Oh, I discovered it was because I was not concentrating while I was driving.
那我也发觉到说，我为什么很多信徒呢，没办法行出道理出来。
I also discovered why many believers are unable to practice the word of God in their life.
当然，有时候这个事情发生，有人就是攻击我们，还是说我们一些闲话。
Of course, when certain things happen, some people may criticize us.
那碰到这种事情的时候，有时候马上的反应呢，就我的反应就是，又不警醒，马上就说用本性就打回去，给他个脸色看，最少吧。
Many times when this situation occurs, we are not awake and we'll allow our old character to react back.
如果在那时候我们可以警醒，哎，圣经上怎么说
？But at that time, if we can be watchful and say, "What does the Bible say?"
爱仇敌。
The Bible says to love our enemies.
怎么爱
？How do we love?
帮他祷告。
We must pray for them.
对他好。
We must treat them well.
对对，要这样做。
Yes, we must do this.
那我们不会就说给他脸色看，甚至这个什么以牙还牙、以眼还眼的态度啊去做事情。
Then we will not give them a nasty look, nor will we take the principle tooth for tooth and eye for an eye.
Okay. 所以如何让神完完全全住在我们心中？
How do we allow God to live fully in our hearts?
这是我们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力去做的，而不是只是守最基本的读的字句，说我没有偶像，我就是成就这个诫命了。
This is what we must strive to do with all of our mind, heart, and soul. We don't say we don't worship idols, and I've already observed this commandment.
如果我们真的把神当作神来看
，If we truly treat God as a God,
那我们祷告会不一样。
Then our prayers to Him will be different.
祷告不会说啊，真辛苦啊。
We won't think it is such a pain to pray.
我们会觉得说哇，神在我心中掌权，真好。
We will say it's so wonderful to have God dwell in my heart.
那我们的祷告说可以交托出去。
When we pray, we are able to give our burdens to God.
因为我们所拜的是全能的神。
Because the God we worship is an Almighty God.
他所说的话就结束了，不用在我们后面再万一没有这样发生怎么办？万一有很多万一还是 但是
When he says he will take care of it, then that's the end of the matter. We don't need to say, what if this happens? What if that?
啊，那时候我们就知道说，哎，神真的在我们心中掌权了。
At that time, we know that God has taken control over our hearts.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
185首。
185.
我们现在一同跪下来祷告，求神继续带领我们。
Now we all kneel down and pray and ask God to continue to guide us.
也求神帮助我们实行啊道理，把真的接受，真的实行了这第一条诫命，啊，让神完完全全住在我们心中。
May God also help us to keep His word so that we can truly have God in our hearts and obey the first commandments. Let us kneel down and pray together.